We have to make every day International Women's Day because we are still far behind achieving gender equality, both at grassroots level and at senior leadership level. And we cannot do enough. And let me also say that within the United Nations, we have to bring the message forward, because the more balanced in terms of gender that UN mission is, the better we will be to do our job. That is why you will never hear me have a medal parade or speaking with the military contingents or police without asking them to get more women in their contingents and to get them out in the field and be seen and interact with the population.
So this global theme for this year is Pledge for Parity. What does that mean, and how does it apply to the society of South Sudan and women of South Sudan?
Well, Pledge for Parity internationally means that greater gender parity is a win-win situation for the whole society. So it's not only a women's issue, it is an issue that we have to engage men actively in. That's why UN Women has the He for She campaign and so on. It should be a joint effort because the society as a whole will benefit.
We have a local theme as well. What can we do to end the child marriage practices?
Well, as I tried to say in my opening speech, education, education, education. I think it is crucial. And of course, they also have to work on the so-called traditions, because they have to change, but they won't change overnight. But if a girl is educated for every year, she goes longer to school, she's more focused on creating a future both for herself and for her future children. So education is a must.
And my final question, is the women's empowerment in any way detrimental to the society and men of South Sudan?
Not at all. It's a benefit for them. It's a benefit, as it was said, half of the population, if they contribute constructively to the life of the family, it's not only the woman, but the husband and the children will benefit. If you get fewer children and they are more healthy, then it's a win-win situation. So we really should not look at it as an issue that is only for women and a charity issue or whatever. It is really a very clear economic arguments can be made for why this benefits everybody.